Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi Shir, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf and Vov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Alocha Gimel, on the top of Nuvov Amud Aleph. We learned in our Mishnah that if you have a Mirpesis, you have a porch, and then you have a Chotzer below, and they didn't do an Eruv together. So if there is a tall beam or some structure which is close to the porch could use it. But the Mishnah concluded, as long as that structure is not distant, not far, further away from the porch, more than 4 tefachim. So says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Mishloisho ve'ad arbo himasniso. Our Mishnah is referring to this structure, this beam, this item, which is between 3 to 4 tefachim away from the porch. Why? Because pachad mishloisho, if it's less than 3 tefachim, afilu, the gears of Rav Chaim is, afilu pachad me'aser mutar. So even if this beam is not 10 tefachim high, it's less, but it's within 3 tefachim to the porch, both in distance and in height, so there you say lavud that belongs to the porch. Arba, if it's 4 tefachim away from the porch, afilu yoyser me'aser asur, so even if this beam is 10 tefachim high, you can't use it with the porch as the Mishnah said. Elaran kaimi mishloisha ad arba. So we talk about that this structure is within 3 to 4 tefachim away from the porch. Continue the Gemara and says, this whole idea that you could use a bor, we mentioned a bor of a chulyosa, you could use it, b'she'in shom tikro, that there's no ceiling above the bor. So the porch could use it easily. Aviyash shom tikro afilu gavoya kama shetachtonim. But if there's a ceiling there that doesn't allow the mirpeset to use us below it, so I don't care how high the earth is, that your mirpeset can't reach it. That's only if there's no hole in the roof. Aviyash shom nekev b'shtav shedecha nekev. If there's a roof, but there's a hole in the roof that the Hachim Repesas can come and use this hole, that's good enough to allow them to use it based on the details of our Mishnah. Halacha Dalet Zog the Mishnah. Hanoisin is a roof or a base char, be axter or umir peset. A person puts his a roof in a base char. Base char is an entryway, some kind of a vestibule in front of the house, which is used not to live in, but just to enter into the house. Axtera is a structure that has a roof, but has no walls, or has only some walls. And Emir Peset is a porch we mentioned before. In all these places, people don't live. It's either a passageway, or a place where people just sit, but don't use it as a mokum dira. So therefore, anybody puts a eruv over there, ain't no eruv. The adarsha, if someone's living there, ain't no oyser olav. It doesn't oyser the rest of the people on the chatzar, because he's not considered to be living in a mokum dira. But if you put it a base at tevin, the base of bakor, or your base of eitzim, or your base of oitzris. Base of tevin is where you store straw. Base of bakor is a barn. Base of eitzim is where you store wood. And base of oitzris is other storage places. So you put it over there. I raise a eruv ador shem oitzer alov. That could be a mokam dira. People use it as a mokam dira. And therefore, putting there is a eruv. Anybody who lives there is oitzer and other bnei chotzer. Yudoyimim yesham tfusas yach ba'abais ein oitzer alov. Anytime the owner has something in this place that he's still using, called tfusas yad, he's putting something over there. We'll see in the Gemara examples that the owner or anyone of Bnei HaChatzar, as Reb Chaim points out, he uses this dira for his own needs. So then this dira is not oyser, because then this dira, whoever lives there, is considered to be the guest of the one using it for his own needs. Says the Gemara of Yudah B'Shem Rav. Hadod Atmar, this is all what you said, Beis Shar Shel Rabbi, that's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. We're talking about Beis Shar, this vestibule, this entryway, which is used for many. So it's a passageway, people can't live there. Beis Shar Shel Yochid, but if it's an entryway for an individual, then it's a good place of Eruv, and someone can live there. It is considered to be part of the house, it's another room in the house. When Rav Yudah said you have to have tefisas yad, it says Rav Yanai, it can be a small thing, even a peg that he hangs on it, his shoe, a very small thing. Meaning, even if he puts there a lantern or a wooden board, and the chiddush in these things is that you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to move a lantern on Shabbos, and the wooden board is not something you're allowed to move on Shabbos. Rav Omar b'levad dover nitol b'Shabbos. Rav argues this has to be something which is movable on Shabbos. Omar abo ma'isa be'echot she'elul lul shiltar negoylim lifrim yibeis ha'shechaver. One had a chicken coop in front of and inside the house of his friend. He had to go through the house of his friend to get to the chickens. And every day, he didn't have to ask permission. He always went through it. Also, Uvdi Kamei Rav came in front of Rav. And the question is, are the chickens considered to be mukzeh? He needs to go in there to feed the chickens. So therefore, it's considered to be Dover Nitel B'Shabbos, and the owner of this house is not Oyser, a name of this Chotzer. Rav Yaakov Shmuel, Talmud Davi Yechanon, the Talmud Davi Yechanon, Salkun Lachbori. They came to this location called Lachbori. Continues the Gemara in Davi Yechanon with base. They relied on Aviani. Even the smallest item, like the peg, is good enough to become a usage that takes the ownership of this apartment. Chizkiah says the story is a little different. They went to Achbori. They heard it from the house of Aviani to be paskin like Aviudo. But which exactly is the item you need to do in order to have a tfisas yad in this place? This was not specified in the story. Halacha is the Mishnah. Someone left his house. He went to another city. Doesn't matter if it's a guy or a Jew. He's oyser on the chotzer, even though he's not here. Because as the Gemara is going to explain, a locked house that still belongs to somebody is oyser on the chotzer. He's not oyser. He's not here. He left the place. So this house is not oyser for this Shabbos. The guy does oyser. A Jew not. Why? She ain't there, Yisrael lo'o b'Shabbos. Yisrael won't come on Shabbos from another city, but a goy may come on Shabbos. Shimon Oimer, I feel like Niach is based of Olach Lishbois, it's a bitoy boy so here. Even if he left his house and went to go to his daughter's house in the city, ain't oyser quite see him in Libo. It's not oyser, because it shows he's not planning to be here for Shabbos. So even though he could come back on Shabbos, even the Jew, he could come back on Shabbos. It's very easy to come back. But the fact that he left, he took his stuff and left for Shabbos, that shows he's not here this Shabbos. Says the Gemara, this is the Ramir that we mentioned before. The Ramir Oimer Abaisa no loiser. We quote before the Ramir holds a locked home is still loiser. This is the source of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Cholavol de eruv veovar ubo. I mean, two different questions. Let's say he goes to another city. We mentioned that Rabbi Yosi holds a different city for a Yisrael is not a problem because he's not going to come on Shabbos. What happens if he could come with an eruv? Is the pshat is that a Jew is not traveling on Shabbos, even if he could come with an Eruv, he's not going to come? Or it's only when he has to do an Yisr Shabbos? And the second question is, Ovar Ubo. Let's say he's not allowed to come on Shabbos, but he did do Avera and left and he came on Shabbos. Do you say, Mi'ikur, we see this Eruv never began? Or you say, Kivan Shehuchu Huchu, the Shabbos began, okay. So even though this Jew came on Shabbos, it doesn't Oyser the Eruv. And concludes the Gemara of this sugya, Mar Ukvin Mishem Rav, Halacha Keb Shimon, Paskal Keb Shimon, that if he left for Shabbos, we say he's not Oyser, even if he's still here in the same city. Halacha Vav Zog the Mishnah, Bor Shimon Shtei Chatzeris, you have a pit between two courtyards. Ein Mimali Mianu B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to fill up water for Mianu B'Shabbos. Elim Ked Asulu Mechitza Gavoya Asor Tvachim, unless they made a Mechitza in the Bor, 10 Tvachim Height, Pimi Lamatom Demitoch Oignoi. Mimi Lamatom means below the water level, meaning within the water they put a mechitza, or mitoch oigno means in the pit but above the water. So although we have a wall that goes above the pit, you have two chatzeres, there's a wall between the chatzeres, there's a pit beneath the wall, but because the wall is above the pit, it's not good enough in order to do a mechitza for the water on Shabbos. You have to have a mechitza in the pit. Now where exactly in the pit? The Mishnah says it could be below the water or above the water. Omlav Shimon ben Gamliel, it's really machlekes. But Shama, I mean, Milamat, but Shama required to be within the water. Chaim points out, it has to stick a little bit outside of the water, but most of it below the water. If you have a 10 tefachim wall, 9 should be within the water, 1 above the water. Obisil, I mean, Milamat. Obisil say, it could be all above the water as long as it is it within the bar. Omlav Yudulot, Mechitza Gedoilim in a Kreisel Shepenir. Yudul comes to argue, he says, there is a wall of the Chatzar above the bar. That's good enough. I don't need more than that. I don't have to have another Mechitza in the bar when I have a wall above the bar. Says the Gemara, we lie in the Rabbanan Plegin. Meaning, the Rabbanan argue on what it says in the Mishnah. The Mara of Yaakov Shebeshu Belevi, who Shtehe Mechitza Meshukas B'mayim L'Shal Shadli. Our Mishnah has said, you could put the Mechitza even above the water. The Shuba Levi says you need to have the mechitza going into the water at the amount that it takes to be mishal shadli. I mean, the amount you need to lower a bucket to fill the bucket with water. So the Gemara tries to explain, what does that mean? Even if I have a wall going down, the bucket may go below the wall. So what exactly did you help? Says the Gemara, I mean, the shear is that person, he lowers a bucket to fill up with water, it doesn't lower more than the 4 tefachim. So you need the wall to go into the water 4 tefachim. So b'chamay hold, you need to go into the water almost the entire 10 tefachim, at least 9 tefachim. This shita hold needs to go into the water 4 tefachim. But Tavloy B'Shem Rav says, you could do a wall even above the water. Why? Ein churbo l'mayim. What does it mean? By a churbo, he said that a wall which is hanging is not good enough. It needs to be a wall going down. But by water, we don't say that. We don't say the din of the churbo by water. So a wall above the water goes down into the water. That's called mechitza tluyo. You imagine as if it's going down into the water and it's separating the water to the two rishuris. But there needs to be some wall. It's not enough to have the wall that is between the two chatzeris, because you have to have a heker to show that you're separating the water. Says the Gemara, I asked some tikkur, if there's a roof above there and ends above the water, then you say, you imagine having a wall going down to the water. And that's good enough, because as Reb Chaim points out, that's even when it's not above water. Even the Yabasha, you have a concept of Piti Koyori V'soysim. Hayasham Amalasro, there was a beam going above the bar. So again, a similar thing, you look at the edges of the beam as if they're going down, and they're separating the bar. We are in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Ask the Gemara, Miklav Shitas Reb Yudo. Chur, there's a steer in Reb Yudo. Tamanom Reb Yudo Poit B'mayim She'ein B'mamish. So referring to what we learn in Maseches Beitzah, that if every item goes based on the owner. So if you have two people that are partners in one food, and each one has a heir to a different direction, there's a problem over here where you can carry the food. Says Reb Yudo, that's in every other item except water. Water is not koyin shvisa. So if Reuven owns water and it's put into the dough of Shimon, it's not a problem because the water is not koyin shvisa. It doesn't follow the owner where the owner has to go. That's what Reb Yudah says, point to Amayim Shein Mamamish. They call my Achin, but here he says differently. Because why do we have to have a bor, we have to have a wall to separate the water and the bor? Because if not, you have a mixture of water that belongs to both chatzeris. You can't have a mixture of the water of two chatzeris because there's no air between them. But if the water ain't Mamamish, if the water is not Koyin Shviso, so what do you care that the water is mixed together between two chatzeris? So it seems to be a contradiction in Reb Yudah, and the Gemara stays with the question. You need to have the mechitza going into the bor, into the pit. Rabbi Chaim here brings two pshatim. Either we're talking according to Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah says that the wall that you have throughout between the two chatzeres that goes above the bor is good enough. So the Gemara says it has to go a little bit into the pit. Or we try to explain the shita of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel that say that you have to have a specific wall. The wall has to be a little bit into the bor. Reb Yudah himself holds the wall between the two chatzeres is good enough, even if it's not going to the bor at all. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Nun Vov.